Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Ngorema, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, my brother Zama. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
The Lord is keeping in yourself.
The Lord is keeping us indeed. Cannot complain. Now, Hebrews 10:26 says, so if we go on sinning deliberately after, receiving the knowledge of truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins. And this is what we want to discuss under the Christian behavior. Now, Pastor, since we are saved by grace through faith, does our behavior matter for our salvation?
Yes, our behavior matters a lot. After being saved, after getting that salvation for free, we are supposed to reciprocate the love which the Lord showed to us. There are things which we are supposed to portray or show to the world that we were saved by grace. So we live according to the standards of heaven. Our behavior should show. So according to 1 Corinthians 10:31, Paul is encouraging the church to please God in everything, when eating, when drinking, in whatever people will be doing, we are supposed to please God. So that's what I can say on that note.
Pastor, tell me, how does the knowledge that our bodies are dwelling places of the Holy Spirit affect our daily choices? I'm talking about now in terms of health and temperance and choices of recreation, etc.
Okay, yeah, it really affects our salvation. We are supposed to respect our bodies. First Corinthians 6:19 says, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? So we are supposed not to eat what we want, drink what we want, sleep where we want. So it affects us a lot. You see, so we are supposed to be temperate in all things. Why are we supposed to be temperate in what we eat? God is so concerned about health. Yes, there's a verse which John wrote, which says, my beloved ones, I want you to be in good health always. So we are supposed to be temperate in what we eat. We don't eat what we want. We don't drink what we want. We don't live the lives the way we want, but we are supposed to take notes from the Lord. So it really affects.
Yeah. Now, at times, you know, in Christianity, certain personality types seem to be the standard. You know, people who are bubbly, who are extroverted, they are seen as friendly. Or reserved people seem to be humble. What's the difference between Christian behavior and personality type?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, that one. Christian behavior is just living according to God's standards. Then personality, someone can be quiet but very evil. Someone can be talkative but very good in following God's standards. So those are two different things. You see, we have, I think according to these researches, we have some temperaments, some are choleric, some are sanguine, etc. But the standard of salvation is becoming a Christian. Whether you are talkative or you are quiet, you are supposed to follow God's standards. So those two things are so much different. So we cannot measure someone's holiness or faithfulness by being quiet or by being talkative, but we measure by whether the person is following what God said. That's how I understand it.
Yeah, true, true. Following what God said, indeed. Pastor Amasa, thank you so much for your time. But before I let you go, what is the one thing that you want to, emphasize and leave with our listeners?
Okay, I just want to say our spiritual lives are equally important as physical lives or physical health. So Christians then are supposed to practice good health habits. Why? This will protect the command center, that is our brain. You see, the mind, the dwelling place of the Spirit of Christ. So how we live, you see, has a lot to do with how we think. We are being influenced by how we eat, what we eat, how we drink, what we drink. You see, that's my last message for today for our friends.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Pastor, for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.